Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer and this is episode 168. And on this episode, I wanna specifically talk on the topic of healthcare and insurance. I just heard about the cost going up and people are really looking for a better solution and people are looking at the marketplace. And one variable that is so promising to solve this problem is artificial intelligence, which can drive down the insurance cost and drive down the healthcare cost in many ways. So let's dive in to see if there is a potential to bring down the cost for the healthcare and insurance sector. One area where the deployment of AI could be done is underwriting, where you classify customers based on risk and evaluation of their parameters or factors you are testing for. Once you are able to classify the customer based on mitigation of risk and the accuracy of classification is high, that means customers don't have to pay higher premiums because there is some kind of more certainty to the events that are going to take place. So people will have lower premium cost because of this, and not only this, and the same actuarial process that's used to determine the policies or determine the insurance variables are determined by the statistical analysis on previous data as well as the data they collect from a variety of sources, and they formulate the policy to create a classification pattern based on risk. So in this formulation, AI can be deployed to really optimize the probability variable based on the different data criteria that's been taken into. For example, if it's a car insurance, there are multiple variables they take in based on the previous year's claims, as well as what are the common breakdowns of the car that has taken place. Is it an accident or is it the worn out parts, or what's the reason? Is it the hurricane, or is it cost because the cars that are roaming around have exceeded more than 7 or 8 years time? So that's one probable variable where the insurance companies dwell into before they determine the policy. And when they are determining the policy, if they get a better statistical probability, they will be able to introduce customers or place customers based on the risk. And since customers who are coming in are also classified with higher precision, you get a lower premium for the consumer, and the insurance stack can remain healthy by grouping different probability customers. For example, someone has high probability and there are people with fewer probability, like 20%, 30%, 40%, and you can really group those kind of probability variables together so that you're able to have a healthy stack, so that the claims are very low, and along with you have a considerable amount of premium that's collected. So that's how the insurance remain in the business. And on top of which, the claims management can be deployed into artificial intelligence, where the process can be quickened. Normally, one of the main variables I want to talk about is the underwriting process time and the claims process time. That's taking a longer time to classify the damage for claims as well as classify the risk for underwriting. Both those two variables can be taken care of by artificial intelligence to increase efficiency, lower time, and save cost. So that's where the healthcare and insurance sector lie. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you're all having a great weekend. Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer, and this is episode 169. And on this episode, I want to talk about forecasting claims for insurance companies and how the use of artificial intelligence can enhance the operations. So in the actuarial determination of policies, the actuaries take into effect the previous claims data about the consumer's claims and successful claims, and what are the variables that have influenced the claims. Once they have the data, they can formulate a policy and they forecast what will be the claims percentage next year, what will be the volume of customer that would stake a claim versus volume of customer that would be in the funnel or in the insurance space. So, or who are buying the insurance, to be precise. So once this data is available, use of artificial intelligence enhances the predictivity of the events based on the variable analysis as well as the claims that have taken place. So when both these data is clubbed together, you get a higher prediction model, because artificial intelligence uses deep learning models that provide high accurate statistical results on consumer data. So once you have the data and once you have the better classification or better actuarial data probability, you can formulate policies, forecast what would be the claims, so that the premium collected will be a lot less when compared to having a incorrect or not a good forecasting model. So it's all about forecasting, anticipating the future, and the use of AI is really enhancing this variable. So thanks for listening, guys, and hope you are having a nice weekend. It's gonna reduce the cost in insurance sector, the use of artificial intelligence.